So on the third and final day of the Branson Battle of the Border, it was a successful day for the Mountain Home Bombers and Lady Bombers. The Lady Bombers, of course, coming home victorious and finishing off 3-0 in the Branson Battle of the Border. They will bring a trophy back to Mountain Home. At the end of the first quarter, they led 17-9. At the halftime break, they led 26-21, getting outscored 12-8 that quarter. The lead got as close to being within 4 points in the third period, but it was finally finished 35-29 at the end of the third stanza. And in the fourth quarter, Lady Bombers finally pulled away, winning that quarter 17-6 and a final score of 52-35. Leading scorer for Branson was Priscilla Williams, who has signed to play at Syracuse University. She'll be an Orange woman next year, finished with 23 points. And the two leading scorers for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers both finished with 16. That's Kate Gilbert and Anna Grace Foreman, who finished with 10 rebounds. Lady Bombers will be in the Cabot Invitational next Thursday afternoon. You can find that game and the rest of the games that weekend on Classic Hits 101.7. As for the boys' game, boys got off to a fast start, leading the Branson Pirates 17-7. But the offense started to sputter a little bit as they found themselves down 28-23 at halftime. Bombers found their stroke again, once again cutting the lead down to 38-36 at the end of three, and finally bringing home the victory 54-48. Outscoring the Branson Pirates by nearly 8 points in that quarter. Leading scorer for Branson was Ethan Jones. He finished with 22 points on the evening. It was a battle of the Joneses, as Matt Jones was Mountain Home's leading scorer with 18 points. The Mountain Home Bombers will hit the road. They will play in the Cabot Invitational as well, joining the Lady Bombers. That first game will be on Thursday. Do not have a bracket just yet, but when we do, we will let you know. All those games can be found on Classic Hits 101.7. I'm Dylan Conley reporting.